Hey guys, welcome to this bonus episode of the Shoes with Biscuit podcast today. This is a standalone episode away from any of our seasons. A while ago, before we decided to reformat the show, I spoke to Nick from Shrewsbury Comic Con, and I promised him we would come and cover his first Comic Con event here in Shrewsbury. So that's where we are today. I am waiting for my co-host, Timmy. He's at a tennis lesson at the moment. I'm stood in the Sovereign Suite at Shrewsbury Town Football Club. It's usually a different vibe here on a Saturday. In fact, I've just seen Tom Corbett, who I usually see up on Block 9, where we're screaming and shouting for our team, but it's a different vibe today. I'm in the Sovereign Suite. It's a bit quiet at the moment. You can hear rumblings and chattings of people, but I gotta say, this event is sold out. There's lots going on. Lots of people are going to be coming to this room very soon. I'm going to get interviews with a lot of the vendors, some old friends of the show as well, I've seen today already. So we'll be getting plenty of interviews. So yeah, welcome to Shrewsbury Town Comic Con. Let's do this. Tibby's taking his sweet time, so what I've done is I found the East Midlands Garrison, who are here today. I've got a picture of them on Instagram. We've got Darth Vader. Is the Mandalorian with you?
Mando's over there. We've got a Trapper Wolf, a Rebel Endor Trooper, and a Jedi.
Well, this is fantastic. I love the fact that you guys are here today, because you guys all look amazing.
Thank you very much, thank you.
Where does this begin for you guys?
Well, it started a long time ago. I'm a part of the group, but you're better speaking to Simon over there, Trapper Wolf. He's one of the founders of EMG.
Yeah.
I've been with the group about 6 years.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I got associated with him. But, yeah, there's 45 members in our group.
Yeah.
And we raise money for PASIC, an organisation in Nottingham.
Wonderful. Yeah, wonderful.
Various characters and various other costumes as well.
Well, I've done character acting before at Shrewsbury Prison. People listening will know that I've done little bits there. And I've got to say, when you're becoming somebody else, like Darth Vader, like a Stormtrooper, Clone Trooper, you kind of feel liberated. You can kind of be someone different. Is that true with cosplay?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is with cosplay. Yeah, when you're playing a bad guy, you feel like you're a bad guy. When you're playing a good guy, it's the same. You get the same kind of feeling, but playing bad guys is much more fun.
Yeah. Mr. Stormtrooper, do you enjoy giving the kids a bit of grief while you're here?
Yeah, we try to give them a little bit of the dark side, but we always try and be that little bit friendly, especially if they're looking a little bit cautious.
Okay. Well, I expect you guys to keep order here today. Okay.
We'll keep an eye on
them. Always keep order.
Always keep order. Yeah.
Wait for the Empire. Wait for this guy.
Mr. Darth Vader. How are you, Mr. Vader?
Good.
He's just nodding. He's just nodding menacingly at me. Well, listen, you guys all look magnificent. I hope you have a great day today. Okay?
Thank you very much, Frank. Thank you.
Brilliant. Thank you. Hello, I'm Alex. I'm from the Shrewsbury Biscuit podcast. Today we're at the Comic-Con. Nathan Head, what does it feel like for you to be here today?
It's awesome. I absolutely love Shrewsbury. I've only ever been here once before, but I always said to myself I'd come back, and I'm just glad to be back.
Wonderful. And seeing your legacy, your work here on the table, and maybe offering a bit of inspiration to young actors that are coming to see you, people that have seen you in things. A bit of a responsibility, but also good to be able to sit back and look at your work, right?
Yeah, it can be. The weird thing is, I mean, I was saying this when I was sitting on my table. The people listening can't see, but I've put the gorier horror pic, because I've mostly done horror films and a few bits of sci-fi TV. I've put the gorier pictures at the back because I'm scared of little kids going, ah, mummy, a monster. But the weird thing is, it's mostly kids that are into this. Like, you get like 6-year-olds getting really excited about a scary horror clown, and it feels weird, but it's good that, as you say, like, you're inspiring young people, and so it feels good, but it's weird.
I feel like there's a resurgence of horror, maybe introducing kids to horror because of video games like Five Nights at Freddy's, and my kid's mad for it.
Yeah.
And I think like he's a bit of intrigued with horror films now, which is kind of good, because I feel like we're setting up the next generation to be I grew up with Scream and Halloween and all those movies, but
yeah.
I feel like it's kind of the genre's been watered down a little bit, maybe. Do you feel like that? Do you feel like there's like now that with Stranger Things and It and all these
and the
things,
New Ghostbusters. Yeah, I don't know if that's just a marketing ploy, because when films are on general release, they always try and get it the youngest rating they can, because it means it's a bigger audience that can see it. But I think that's a good thing, because like you, I grew up watching horror. Some of my best memories when I was a kid were watching things like The Gate and Ghoulies and Gremlins, and they're kind of like watered down horror that are aimed at kids, but they were like a gateway for me to get into horror. So I think it's a good thing. It's, everyone should be allowed to watch any kind of genre they want within reason.
Amazing. Where do you hail from originally?
Originally, I'm from a little town called Warrington, which is near Manchester, but now I live in Chester, which is sort of on the Welsh border of Cheshire.
Lots of work up there. Do you manage to find work easily up there?
Not where I'm. Bizarrely, most of the work I've done has been South Wales, sort of Swansea, Cardiff way. I've done with a bit in the Midlands every so often, but it's mostly TV around Manchester, which is where some of the TV work, like I was in Shameless and things like that. So most of the film work has been South Wales. I don't know if there's a pattern there or if that's just a coincidence. I've no idea.
But what will be your proudest moment in front of the camera?
My proudest moment, right, I've got two. Okay. One is playing the Killer Clown in Theatre of Fear, mainly because it kind of like got me known in horror, and I'm a big horror fan, so that was like a big blessing to my career. And the other thing is, even though it was only a small character, I was working on Doctor Who, because I've been a big Doctor Who fan since I was little. And also, it was an episode with Kylie Minogue. I'm also a Kylie Minogue fan, so that was... It was a pretty proud production to be part of. I was quite excited about that.
Amazing. And what are you working on at the moment?
I'm not working on anything at the moment, but in about 2 months' time, which is when does this get released?
I'm going to release it on Monday.
All right, well, in about 2 months' time, I start work on the new Dracula film, which is called Dracula Rise of the Vampire. And I play Father James in that. That should be pretty good, especially for people that are fans of the original Dracula books and the LeFou vampire books from the Victorian era. It's quite good for people that are into that.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for chatting to me today. I'm going to piece a load of these conversations up for Monday. And I hope you have a great day at Shrewsbury Comic Con.
Have fun, everyone.
Where can people find... Are you on social media?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter, which is now called X. I still call it Twitter. I'm old. I call Snickers Marathons. At Nathan Head, all one word.
Brilliant. Thank you for chatting to me, Nathan. Thank you. Well, how fun was that? What a fantastic event Shrewsbury Comic Con was. The venue was great. The atmosphere was great. They had great guests. And there was lots and lots of people there. Absolutely knocked it out of the park. Nailed it. Perfecto. Same again next year, Nick. Wonderful. Great venue too. Being a Shrewsbury Town fan, of course, that's going to come natural to me. I want to say thank you to everybody who spoke to me on the show. It was a bit nerve-wracking being back out there. But once I got speaking to you great people, it got a lot easier. So that was fantastic. Thank you. Right, so this is a standalone episode. Season Bravo, or should I say Season Bravo, is coming to you guys on the 6th of May. 10 episodes that have been collected, put together, just celebrate the amazing people of Shrewsbury and surrounding areas. We do travel outside of Shrewsbury sometimes to talk about the amazing journey that some of these amazing guests have been on. I can't wait to share that with you. If this is your first time listening to the Shrewsbury Biscuit, please give us a follow on social media. We're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, we're on TikTok. Give us a Google. We're kind of everywhere. And your support really means the world to us. So a follow or subscribe or a share of a post, a like of a post, every single thing means the world to me. And if you already do that, you know I love you. Right, guys, I'm going to leave you with this. Thank you so much for tuning in. And I'll see you guys on the 6th of May. Have a great day, people. Peace out.